name's Cassie, Cassie Quinlan. I come from Montreal originally, and I also like that the story doesn't get finished, and that some of this changes is like, okay, good, it's the beginning. We all had to talk to each other before. Nobody did. We kind of forget that way back in the 50s that everybody lived in their own little segregated communities and thought that the world was wonderful because they knew one or two people of difference, and that was it, and everybody thought things were so peaceful. But nobody had ever tried talking with each other, and from my experience, I was a bus driver in busing, and I... But my experience was a little bit odd because where I grew up, it was kind of a British imitating fairly well-off Irish culture that in Montreal that the first thing they ever taught you was never show an emotion, never express anything, always be silent, only date Westmount boys, which, you know, I was too terrified of even to say hello, and they never said hello to me either. But it was when I came to... I was a very lost person, and so I have to say two things. One is that when I was 30, I just found that I could work in business, but I had no idea how to be personally close to anybody. And I started working for a substance abuse program and begged them, let me go through it, even though I wasn't a substance abuser. They had a process for giving corrections to people called haircuts. And it was a residential program. I lasted for a year. You'd come to the office if you made some offense or you were gruff to somebody, you were impolite or whatever, and you'd knock on the door, and two of your coworkers were there, plus your boss, and they'd all talk to you. And you'd learn, and you maybe to your side, you'd go back out. And then maybe, a few weeks later, everybody being who they were, former drug users, all the rest of it, you're stuffing everything. Of course, you did another offense, and back you went. This time, might have been a different worker, and they tald talk a little louder. And, this time maybe you didn't give your side or whatever and you left. And the third time, your third offense, the door was left open and everybody shouted at you and told you, what's the matter with you? Well, here we are bending over backwards to help you out. You're not helping out. We are not contributing. What's the matter with you? It was very helpful to people who never listened to anybody, who were so used to saying, who cares, and pretending you don't care. And the substance abusers, the kids, we say like that. So it was very instructive to me. And when I drove a school bus in busing, first of all, I had an odd experience because I adored it. I was finally becoming myself, and I was a bus driver, and everybody saw that I wasn't a little pipsqueak, shy Irish kid. I was like a masterful bus driver. But I was looking about all these new people, and life was grand, even though I could see what I was in the middle of, and I cried because I loved the people. I loved everything that was going on. I said, why is everybody so harsh on each other? There was no preparation before this stuff. But one of the things in my experience that I did see also at some time, I had bus monitors, and they yelled at the kids. Now, in my background, I would have thought, oh, my God, listen to these awful people. Aren't they, they're making so much noise. They're being so mean. They're yelling at the kids. And I had a boyfriend. He was African-American. He said, no, she knows what she's doing. She's establishing that she's got control. Here's what the rules are. It was all done in this loud voice that I had been brought up to think was too emotional, too loud, all kinds of things. It wasn't. I began to realize that there's structures for emotion and that people have learned these things in other places and other ways. And I had things to learn that it's not totally chaotic. So many of the white people that I saw even in the schools, they assumed that all that emotion meant that everything was chaos. And that was a very insulting type of it wasn't that. And so I guess I've always felt... that's why I've always felt so dedicated to somehow coming back and continuing the conversation, because it shouldn't have that. It was a mistaken understanding. It's sort of like when you go to the football game, everybody understands you're shouting. Or if you have a structure to how you give feedback, you can shout. And so, anyway, that was it. One little piece of many that I could share. Thanks.